said he wasn't concerned that Brandon McManus has missed a field goal in each of the last three games. Do you share that sentiment?
Well, I mean, you're always concerned anytime you miss a field goal. You know, I mean, you like to make them all. You know, that's what you're striving for. But, you know, I don't see anything that's a technical issue. I don't see anything that's has to do with his psyche at all. I just think he's, you know, he's had some longer field goals that hopefully we can convert. You know, I think we all got real spoiled getting him at the start of the year every single time. And when you look around the league average, he's around the league average in all those spots. So we'd like to get a little better, and we're gonna try to keep doing that.
He never gets too high, too low. Is that the right mentality for a kicker in this league? It seems like he's never shaken by a miss or too hyped about him.
I think so. I think you need to have a certain even keel to you. Most of the guys I've been around were not real up and down, you know. Like Morton Anderson, for example, he was pretty low-key, but at the same time, he was very competitive. And Mac is, too. When you get around him in certain other things besides just football, he's a competitive guy. So, you know, that's what you're looking for. And you want a guy that wants to be good, and he wants to be good.
Heinz Field is kind of known for, at least at one time, no one kicked 50-yarders. It was hard to kick long field. How does that change things for you in this game? Is it more of a field position type game when you know – maybe the 49-yard field goal isn't there?
Yeah, we'll go through it, you know, just like we do in every pregame, trying to find a good match for where we think his spot is, where we think his absolute make it is, desperation and make it. So we'll try to do that before the game. But it's definitely a tough place. We've been there. I've been there several times. We played them twice 1 year in Jacksonville. We beat them in the last playoff game there against them on a field goal, but it was down in there tight. So it's a tricky place to go, no question. They've got, you know, it's going to be a real challenge, not just the field goal game, but a lot of other things about them.
Where does it stand on punt return this week? Is Emmanuel the guy?
Yeah, both those guys have gotten reps, you know, with Bolden and Emmanuel, and then like we said last week, Jordan Norwood and then Shiloh too. So we'll just have to wait and see how the game goes and see exactly who's going to be active, who's healthy, all those things. That's another fluid situation.
After the muff was basically to tell Emmanuel just catch the ball, fair catch it, and don't run it. It looked like there was no chance that he was going to run the ball back after that.
No, we didn't tell him that. I mean, when you look at I think it was the one right after that. I'm not sure if it was, but there was one that was inside the 10-yard line, which he's going to fair catch that ball any time of the year or game at all. So, you know, it's a shame that happened to him because there's nobody that I trust more as far as his hands. He's not shown one time in practice that was going to be an issue. It was just an unfortunate thing, and there's nobody that feels worse about it than him. So
he has a perpetual green light.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as it's a smart football decision. I mean, we don't want to – I mean – you know, that cracks me up every time you see people, they're punting the ball from the 45 going in, and they're saying, well, they got a dangerous returner back there. Most of the time, that's going to be a fair catch because that's an inside the 20 situation, you know, an inside the 10 situation. So very few times are you going to do that where you just say, hey, we're going to try to return that ball every time, if that makes sense. So a lot of it's the field position where you start from.
Why was Shiloh back there a couple times if your trust in Sanders is so high?
Because you know it's a competitive situation. That's a play that we have when the defense is on the field, and you notice he was on field goal rush also on the field goal block team. So you know that's just part of the competitive nature of it. You know, just that's a part of our team. Not that we don't have any thoughts of putting Emmanuel back there. It's just a different part of the team.
You look at Brown in the return game. What have you come away with?
Yeah, I've looked at Brown in the return game. I've got about 3 hours of sleep this week thinking about Brown. He's, in my opinion, he's the best punt returner in the league. He is. You can tell that he's passionate about what he wants to do back there. I mean, it's not just like, you know, some starters you see back there, they don't have the same passion. This guy, he wants the ball in his hands, and he wants to try to take the house every time. So we got our work cut out for him. You know, you have to have a plan for him. I think it's going to be a real challenge for us, just like their whole special teams. Coach Tomlin has really supported and done a good job of getting guys in there that know how to play, and he's not afraid to dial up some fakes as we saw in the Seattle game and some of the other times during the year. So we got our work cut out for us this week. It's going to be a tough game.
Sometimes it looks like people have him hemmed in, and he still gets out.
I mean, that's what I say. He's just he. you never can quit on a return with this guy. He wants to make a play all the time, whether it's on offense or in the kicking game. And he's a special guy, and they're very fortunate to have him. And we got a heck of a challenge in front of us.
Does that take you back to guys like Deion Sanders and Devin Hester in their prime, where no return was safe?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's. I had Devin in Chicago for a year, and I think he's right in that same class, to be honest with you. I mean, as a punt returner, he's scary. He can stick his foot in the ground and get vertical, or he can outrun you to the sideline. So you better have a plan for him. And I think our guys are up to the task, and they're gonna give everything they got to put him on the ground, no question.
This is the kind of game where some punts out of bounds may not be bad plays for you guys.
Yeah, I think that's every time. You know, that's one thing too that keeps coming up a little bit is, I think he hit like a 46-yarder out of bounds the other day, and people are upset with that. I mean, I take 46 and out of bounds every single time. You'll lead the league in net every time. There's no return against you. You got the ball off, so it's obviously not a block. I mean, I think you have to be pretty realistic with that, and that's a great play against this guy this week. I'd love to have that every single time. We go into the game, we said, punt it five times. We get that every time. Put me down. Mark me down right now. I'll take it.
Coach, the injuries kind of stacked up with the team as a whole. Some players mentioned that special teams were kind of thin. How did that affect the game, and are you hoping to get some of those guys back?
I mean, you know, everybody deals with the same thing. I mean, I thought, for the most part, I didn't think that was an issue. Let's just say that. I don't think that's an excuse. I think, you got some guys that, Shaq Barrett, that played a lot of plays on defense and had to play a lot of plays on teams and was productive on both. So it's just that time of the year, and we're gonna have to really bear down and play well in both phases, no question.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.